Welcome to Grab Your Crowns Ministries. This is a weekly podcast available on Wednesdays. We'll be building up your faith muscle through the teaching of God's Word. I am your host, Minister R.T. Rodriguez, and I truly hope that God has been moving you, that He's been guiding you, that you'll be getting stronger in your faith. And no matter what comes at you, no matter what they say to you, no matter how they try to come at you, they can't get at you. No matter what they try to do to you, they can't win. No matter how many times they come a different way to attack you, they still can't win. We're able to continue to put God in front of everything else. See, this is what happens when the devil gets mad at you because he's not able to get at you. He's not able to do things that he used to do to win, to get you off the path. When I say that our faith muscle has been getting stronger every week, that we've been doing different things in it, that we've been able to move differently in Christ, that we've been able to set him down. This is where I want to be at with you on this day to understand that we are going further. I need you to text that to somebody. I need you to tell that to somebody today when you see him, when you see your spouse, when you see your friends and your family, tell them, we're going further than this. That's this week's titled episode. We're going further than this. And I truly believe that with all my heart, that we're going further than this. That we're not just here to this stopping point. That we're not just here because everything right now looks good in your life. And it may not look good in your life right now. Excuse me. But we're going further than this. The devil is so funny. He likes to play games with us all the time. He tries to win. He tries to say, well, this is what I used to do to him. This is how I can get him off track. He puts some feed. He gets on your news feed and he feeds you evil. Where it gets you all stirred up, all emotional, gets you mad at the world. Now, all of a sudden, now you're not in the right place. Now we're not able to have joy in our life because what we see on our feed. What are you getting fed? Think about that. What are you getting fed? What are you feeding yourself? Are we staying true into the Word? Or are we letting our eyes wander? We staying true to what we know is right. I know we spoke about it a couple of weeks ago, and we said that we're sacrificing our flesh before we let our flesh sacrifice us. See, we got to move on from different things. We've come so far, but see, we didn't come this far just to come this far. That was just a starting point. See, we thought that we had to get all cleaned up to come to God. God says, no, I'll take you as you are. Let me fix it. Bring all your imperfections, all your sins, all your impurity. Bring it all to me. I'll take care of it right now. You don't have to get yourself cleaned up to come to Him. You don't have to have it all together. The biggest misconception of we have to have it all together to come to God. God says, no, just come, bring me all your mess. Bring everything to me right now so that we can go further together. This week's verse is going to come out of Romans 1, verse 16. Romans 1, verse 16. But before we get into the Word, I have to go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come to you now. God, we come on bended knee. God, we ask that you remove everything in our life, God, that's not pure, that is not good according to your Word. God, that you discipline us. Give us our repentance. And God, we ask that you just let us come to you now. Lay everything at your feet, God, all of our worry, all of our stress. God, you are the one that can cure everything. You're the one that can handle all the diagnosis, all the trouble, all the pain. God, we give it to you. And we know that you have the final say-so in every situation and every circumstance. When it looks glim and when it looks bleak, God, that we know that you have it. That we trust in you. You said, as long as we have faith as a mustard seed, God, you will be there. God, we have the faith in you. We ask that you just lift us up right now. You guide us and you protect us. And you let your will be done in our life. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen, amen, and amen. I'm so happy. I'm already started, y'all. I'm ready to go today. Because I was... I don't want... I'm telling... I'm getting started. I'm getting off track. But I feel like preaching this thing. Because see, I didn't come this far to stop. I want to go further with this thing. I want to go further in my faith. I want to go further in my relationship with God. I want to go deep. I want to make all the gains. I know my shirt's fitting kind of tight. My pants are fitting kind of loose. But I want to go further. I want to get bigger. I want to get stronger. I want to have more faith. Truly want people to see and hear God when they see and hear me. But see, it's not easy. It's not easy to walk this life. It's not easy to talk like God talks. It's so easy to be a part of this world. It's so easy to go down another path. This is where I know that God has called us to do something different, called us to do something bigger and something better. Let me get into this word. I'm ready to get into this. Romans 1, verse 16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes." The Jew first, and also the Gentile. Let's go to verse 17. The good news tells us about how God makes us right in his sight. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith. As the scriptures say, it is through faith that the righteous person has life. I want to just take that last little bit of verse 17 that says, as the scripture says, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. This is the word of God. And this is where I want to talk about. This is where I want to go with it. Because I want to go further than this. I just didn't come to like, okay, God, I got all my affairs in order. No, now it's time for me to touch. Now it's time for me to breathe life. Just like you breathed life into me when we were dead. When you brought us out of dust and made us whole. This is where I want to go now with you, God. This is what I want to do. Now I want to go and I want to push further than I ever have. Because see, I'm not only breaking the generational curses of my family. I'm breaking the patterns. I'm going to break the patterns of my past by not living the way I used to live. Not doing the things that used to get me into messes. Now I'm here going to do some things because I know that you made me right. That you brought me out of the darkest places I was in. And no matter how low I went, God, you were right there with me. This is why I understand that no matter what I do, God, no matter how far I try to run from you, because it's hard to walk this walk, I know that you're right there. And see, when I'm battling the hard decisions, when I'm battling my wife or my spouse or my husband or my kids, when I know that that's the hardest time right there, I know that I'm meant to go further than that. I know it's meant to break that right then and there. See, the arguments that we used to get into, that we still get into now. We're going to get better at them. And that's the hardest part for us sometimes. Let me just be hot about it for a minute. Humble, open, and transparent. It's hard to break the argumental cycle that we are in. It's hard to step back when we have to be right all the time. I'm guilty of it just like everybody here. Come on. Where I'm just as guilty of it, is it? Is that I try to be right in every situation, but sometimes you have to admit, you know what? I'm wrong. Handle that situation correctly. I didn't handle everything the way I should have handled it. I didn't say the correct words. I let my ego and my pride take over. And now we're in a situation. A mess. Now, instead of dealing with the real issue at hand, now we're dealing with the attitude, the ego, and the pride. See, this is where I say that we want to go further. That I'm not relying on a Facebook poll to make a decision. I'm not relying on Bebe and them and them down the street to make a decision for myself. I'm not sure which way to go down a career path. Or handle a certain situation. I'm saying, God, I need you to let your will be done in my life. Because you're the one that makes me righteous. You're the one, when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is I put my hands up. And I praise you for seeing me through the night. When I don't know how to feed my family on this evening, and you provide a way. God, when my marriage is in turmoil, and I don't know which way to go with it, you step in. When that word divorce comes in, you say, no, we don't do divorce in this house. You were to go to sleep and wake up tomorrow. And God says, no, I'm going to show you how to get closer together. When you have that child in your life that just, woo, child, just, you got to put hands on them. You got to pray over them. What you really want to do is put them hands on them. When you want to show them you're from the south side of the kingdom. I'm not talking about just trying to glorify the vine because I'm not. I'm just being real with you. See, life is hard. And we want to act like it's not hard. We want to act like we all got it together. See, everybody wants to have that filter on Instagram that's the perfect picture. Hashtag relationship goals. Well, you don't understand how many pictures it took to get to that photo. How many arguments. Had to retake it to show it. No, I'm going to be real with you. This walk is hard. Dealing with daily life is hard. Trying to walk this way is hard. Because see, you got people in your life that will discredit you. You ain't saying the things you're supposed to be saying. You ain't saying it the way they want you to say it. But here, I'm walking this life. I don't have to have a domination to have a relationship with God. And I was going to ruffle some feathers now, but I'm here to tell you, I need a relationship more than a domination. I need a relationship with God. I can go further with God so that I can break this true generational curses in my family. See, the family used to rely on alcohol and some other substances to deal with life. Now I just get on my knees and on my face and I pray. how you break these curses. That's where you step in and say, yeah, you're right. You know, I ain't like y'all. I ain't doing what y'all do. I'm not y'all. God didn't call me to walk in that life. You see, when I did follow everybody else, I had a mugshot taken. I had separation from my family. I didn't know how the bills were going to get paid. Cars got repoed. House got taken. Didn't know where the next meal was going to come from. And all of a sudden, those people were all gone. When we stop doing what everybody else is doing, and we start solely relying on the person that made us righteous, then we knew how to walk and we knew how to talk. And I'm not saying we have it all right together, because we don't. I surely don't. But I know that one thing, that I won't go. I'm not going to go back to my old ways, because I know He's brought me out for something bigger. He brought you out for something better. We truly trust that no matter what you go through, He's going to be right there with you. Think about the darkest time of your life, and you may be in the darkest time of your life right now. You may be going through true hell right now. I was going through hell before I got on this thing. I've been going through hell all week. And maybe it's been a hell week in your life. But here I'm going to tell you right now that God says, I'm going to step in. I'm going to take care of this. There's only one way to go up, and that is up. You're going to look up. He said, that's where I found the love at. That's where I found Him hanging on the cross for me. He has His arms spread out for you so that you can come in and He can hug you. He wants to take away that pain. He wants to take away the insecurities. He wants to let your insecurities go. He said, I don't want you to hold on to those things anymore. Yes, He let miracles happen. He's the one that can take care of a diagnosis. He's the one that put them hands on them surgeons to bring you up out this thing that you went through a surgery on, that you didn't let nobody else know about. Maybe you went through an addiction that no one else knew you were battling. He said, I'm going to bring you about this thing better on the other side of it, because I am the Alpha and the Omega. No one can do it better than God. He said, I'm going to step in when no one else will step in for you. I'm going to take all the charges for you. I'm going to take away all the pain, all the hurt. I'm taking everything away from you. I make you whole. That's what God wants to do with you. He wants to make you whole. He wants to take everything and make it better. I want to go down to verse 16. It says, for I'm not ashamed of the good news about Christ. This is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes, the first Jew to the Gentile. I'm not ashamed of what He brought me out of, because He brought me out of it. I've accepted my past. I have moved forward. Whether people accept your past or not, that's what they need to deal with, not you. You've dealt with it with God. You had a conversation with God and saying, yes, God, I am a sinner now as I was back then. But God, I'm working for you. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because I know He was the one that brought me out of it. And with through Him, everything and anything is possible. Just trust and believe that you are going to go further than this. That this is not a stopping point. You are bigger and stronger than you ever thought possible. And I know it's hard. I know you have to go through the pain and through the hurt. And I know it's hard. I know that you have to be guided by faith. And then when we get an opportunity to spread the gospel, we do. And it doesn't matter how they look at you. I told you, remember, Jesus saw his 12 shrink. Not everybody's going to be a party with this ride. But you continue to do what you do. Continue to give it to God and lay everything at his feet. Because he is the true Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Touch somebody today and tell them, you're going further than this. We're not stopping at this. We've taken everything else away. And we're in it for the win. We're going to go through the pain and through the process, but we're going to trust the process that we're going through because Jesus is right here. Accept him into your life today if you don't know him. He's doing something new in you. And we're not ashamed of the gospel. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come to you now. We thank you for this day, God. We thank you for the time that we've had together. God, no matter what we may be going through, we know that you have the final say-so in it. I ask you to set that devil down you by his hands and his feet. That the Holy Spirit is the only spirit that has free from moving about in this place. God, we thank you. We trust you. And we ask you to bring us out of anything that we're going through. And in your holy name we pray. Amen. Y'all, I'm so happy to be here for another week. I ask that you just lay everything at God's feet this week. That we're going further than this. You're breaking curses. You're winning the battle. Don't let that devil win and try to come in and win. Stand firm on the foundation that we've been building through God. For prayer and praise requests, please text 208-906-9742. For prayers and prayer requests, please text 208-906-9742. And until next week, Lord willing, be blessed. Stay blessed. We are going further than this.